B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
It is Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. We're known as the Bankroll Boys. Thanks, everyone, for sending in a review. That was very good last week. A lot of people said they won a lot of money last week, Dan.
That's true. A lot of people rated and reviewed. If you haven't, please go rate and review us, good or bad, whatever you like. We very much appreciate it. And, yeah, a lot of people said that they did very well last week.
So let's get into it. Golden State Warriors, as we talked about last week, in the finals. And Toronto, which, you know, I had a couple of bets, and I hit that nice... I remember I was the guy that said that the series was probably over after game one.
Yep.
But I didn't bet it that way, though.
I'm aware.
I just tweeted it out.
You just Paul Pierced it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember at one point we were talking last week where it was the series could have been 3-1. But because of that first loss, you know. But overall, though, that Toronto cash big time. I hit a series bet for I believe it was 265. And I have a Raptors plus 950 for $100, just for the hell of it, with a ton of futures. But overall, like, that was a very profitable series.
Yeah, we crushed that series. We read it correctly. I thought they would win in seven. They won in six. They cleaned up. They were the better of those two teams. I really felt it probably should have been a 4-1 series, Joe, instead of a 4-2 series. We read that right. Toronto was the way to go. I was on that from the start. You were on that after, I believe, game three. You joined the team. You were against them early, but you joined them quickly. You saw the dominance, and you joined quickly. So we rode Toronto. We got that plus 600. So if you cash that was great. We did well. The Toronto series is very nice to us. You know, just last week in general was very nice. I think I went like 6-7-2, something like that. And then this week... 1-1, or actually technically 1-2. I had two small plays last night. They both lost, which is one unit. So we'll call it out as 1-2, breaking even. Yeah, they were both plus money last night. So pretty much breaking even right now, Joe. Going to give out a big PP on the podcast tonight.
Big one today.
And I'm going to give out multiple PPs tonight, Joe. So we're going to have multiple.
Dan's feeling lucky.
Yep.
Dan is feeling lucky.
Yep.
I'm feeling a little lucky myself. I'm 5-0 now in my last five games.
Look at that. Nice little streak.
Oh, yes. And I got to, you know, I understand the Raptors thing still out there, but I have lots of futures on Golden State. And we're recording this on Wednesday. So essentially, game two of the NHL final, Stanley Cup final, is about to happen. So as far as like giving you a breakdown on that series, I bet the Bruins minus 160, Dan. So I have that one out there. I have Tuukka as the Conn Smythe, and I put a little bit of change on Brad Marchand.
Are you going to hedge with the Blues at plus 245 now?
So that is a huge number. Like, it went from, what, being 130 to all of them, $100?
Yeah, well, it was a 145 or 140-ish on five dimes, and now it's at 245. Like, I think that's worth a small hedge, even just to make your money back, you know?
Yeah.
You get to have a nice free roll for probably half a unit. I just don't feel super confident in the Bruins still. I know, but we'll get into the NHL. We'll get into the NHL, okay. But yeah.
Anything else from last week that you really wanted to hit on? The only thing I could really say is, you know, I don't love doing series bets because I prefer to go game to game and have your opportunity to bail out or see who the ref is. Which is still going.
I love series bets.
Which is still going. No, and that's great. I bet the Bruins to win the series last series as well. So it's like, yeah, I hit on them, but I also want to double down. Like, I get into it. And, you know, one thing I'll say about basketball, I hit the Raptors plus 3.5 on a second half.
Yeah, you did. That was great bet.
Like, it didn't look good early either. Like, Brook Lopez all of a sudden was going off again. But just, I've been really good just at just which way is it going? Which way do you, you know,
picking your spots?
And it's working right now. So you know, everyone's, oh, who do you like tonight? Like, you know, put betting the Bruins at -170. You lose, man. You're out. You're out 700. You know.
Yeah. There's no way I'm touching the Bruins. If anything, I like the under tonight. People are not going to hear this in time, so I don't think that's big of an issue. But the under tonight, I was on the over game one. I put it out there as an unofficial play. We're not counting it towards the record, but that did cash the over. I like the game under, 5.5 under. I do like the, Joe, I'll tell you this. I like the third period over tonight. So we'll kind of get into that. Maybe I'll kind of get a little bit deeper into that.
Cool. Anything else from last week? I'm not really sure there's really anything.
Darren Rovell went at me a little bit. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, so he said that there was the goal, the empty netter goal from Barshan pushed the total to the over. And I was like, how the hell does this guy work for a sports betting website? Because no one in their right mind says, I pushed the total to the over. Just, it doesn't sound right. It's not the right terminology when you're speaking about betting, when a push is a push. So I went at him. I was like, you know, and he's like, I pushed the total to the over, Dan. I'm like, that's not right, Darren. That's not the right
I just thought it was funny that he wanted to, like, go at you when everybody else was on him, too.
Yeah, it was interesting.
He just picks Dan Lifshatz of over under 985.
And he's like, oh, I was begging for my push where you put a $40 bet on the under.
Darren, I'm sorry,
Rovell. I don't like to make any fun.
I respect you.
No, I don't make
$40 bet.
Seriously, man. Like, I don't make fun of anyone's unit size, but dude, how much are you bringing in?
No,
come on.
Yeah. Well, $40 is an insult,
dude.
Imagine being a guy. Hey, Darren Rovell's at my table. Yeah, you're gonna get $44 for win 40 on, like, Darren Rovell's $40.
Come on, Rovell.
Dude, that's like at a casino. That's like, you know, when the guy who brings in your bags, you know, like that guy gets a 20 and a 20 on the way out, right? I mean, jeez, yeah, Rovell.
It's embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
Shit on anybody. I like him.
I don't. I mean, he is what he is.
Whatever. Everyone he is what he is.
Yeah, it was interesting. No, I mean, that's really about it, Joe. Nothing else right, really got.
Let's break down the quick hockey. We got a ton of NBA stuff, and Dan's good. Some big picks. So it is the Over Under 985 podcast. Again, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and at Over Under 985. And if you want to have some fun, you want to follow Lord Murray's Cup. It is a Stanley Cup that I made out of tinfoil and Tupperware and a water bottle. And if the Bruins win, we're hoping to get on a duck boat. So so follow it there. But you're listening to Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
Over Under 985, talking some hockey. Stanley Cup only took how many days? 11? 11 bleeping days to play a hockey game. Series was all hyped up. And just off the bat, that first game, Dan, the Bruins were rusty in that first period.
I mean, we talked about that. The first period rust was going to be tough on them. But, I mean, really, midway through the second period, Joe, they turned into the team that we have expected and have seen from them from really the past two series versus the Jackets and the Hurricanes, where they just absolutely dominated the Blues physically, defensively, offensively, their power play. You know, outside of the power play, really, they were just dominant in every facet of the game, really from the mid-second on. After that Clifton goal, which was early in the second, probably about 2 or 3 minutes after that goal, I really felt they took over the game. And honestly, I think that's where they won the game. But the thing that does concern me, Joe, is we have all these idiots on the airwaves. And again, it's a small portion of fans, but, oh, it's going to be a sweep. It's going to be 4-1. I don't think so. I think this Blues team, they have been down. They were down 2-0 to the Jets. I'm blanking on who they played second round right now. I can't remember who it was. They were down to them.
Dallas.
They were down to Dallas. Yep, they were down to Dallas, I believe, 2-1 and 3-2. They were down to the San Jose Sharks 1-0 and 2-1 and lost the game on a hand pass. They've overcome plenty of adversity.
Yeah, they were like the worst team in hockey at one point.
And right? They were the worst team in their division. So they've overcome plenty of adversity. To say that they're down and out and they're going to get swept or lose 4-1 scares me, Joe.
So it's funny that you say that because we had former Bruins goaltender Andrew Raycroft on the show over the weekend, and he said Bruins in five. He was just like different teams here. A lot of the experts, five. Bob Beers thinks 6-7, like you, thinks that it's not going to be, that deep. But just to me, yes, the people who are in the trenches and watch this every day are thinking 4-5, and the fans are now buying into it, right? Oh, the Bruins, But I will say this. Binnington's been good, but what the Bruins did to him second and third period, I feel like that's just going to continue.
Listen, I have a weird feeling that this is the type of thing where everyone is on one side and no one thinks the other side can win. And that does happen from time to time, but, in the NBA, yes, and the good team usually wins. But in the NHL, when everyone's on a side, what usually happens?
The boat sinks.
It's concerning. It's concerning. So I would tell you right now, the Bruins are minus 285 on the series price. If you got them minus 160 or you took them whatever you got them earlier on, last pod, whatever it was, I'd hedge. I don't feel good about the entire world jumping on a ship. It usually sinks real quick.
I'll tell you right now, don't bet the Bruins. Unless you want to blow, if you feel good about $200, that's a lot of juice. That's a lot of coin to put up. I'm a big spender, Dan, but I can't justify 260, 270 for a Geno.
285.
Yeah, 285. I can't put 2850 to win a Geno on that. Especially with a game two ahead.
It's 245 for the Blues. I think that's tremendous value considering how resilient they've been. Listen, if you have a minus 160, put half the amount on 243, make your winnings back and have a free roll. I'm telling you, there's something good about this St. Louis team. They are not going to go away without a fight. This is not Carolina. This is not Columbus. They have elite superstars. Pietrangelo, Tarasenko, Ryan O'Reilly, Colton Parayko. They're good. These guys are not going to roll over without a fight. This is not going to be a sweep. I highly doubt it's five games. I think it's still seven. I think you're going to see a game seven in the series still. To me, I'm putting a little bit of hedge on St. Louis. I'm telling you, I think there's tremendous value in 245.
You don't think they're going to win, you just see a lot of value.
I think they have a chance to win. I do. I think it's going to go seven. I'm still taking the Bruins, Joe, but don't get me wrong. I'm going to make sure that I am covered. My bases are covered. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Okay. I did the same thing with Golden State and the Raptors as well.
Agreed.
So, all right. I get it. Just Conn Smythe, Marchand got another point. But Tuukka got the win.
It was also an empty net point. So
still,
that's the
19
thing.
19 points for the,
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. He looks good right now.
I think Tuukka will get it if they win.
I agree. I think
but
he will, too.
Could Marchand... Could he
yeah.
Well, have a four goals in three games?
If Marchand has a big, let's say he has a big game seven or something, Joe, and they win in game seven, or a huge game six, he has two or three goals, don't discount Marchand. I agree there. I don't think anyone but Tuukka will win it for the Bruins. I don't think anyone but Binnington will win it for the Blues unless someone really shows up, Jaden Schwartz or Psycho. But my honest opinion is that if the Bruins win, unless it's like they're just outscoring them 5-3, 6-3, 7-3 along the way, I find a hard – I don't see it going to anyone but Rask. But if there was anyone else to give it to, it would be Marchand. So.
Tuukka's minus 160 right now. Marchand, you can get a plus 500. Binnington, plus 225.
Yeah, so Binnington – the problem with Binnington is that – he was plus three something earlier before the series started. To me, it's going to be a little tough. I will say this. The over 5.5 games for the Bruins Blues right now, minus 154. I'm not a big fan of the juice, but it's something to look at, Joe. Something to look at. Or, you know, maybe if you want to take the Blues, you know, plus 1.5 games. I think it's like, let's see if I find it. The Blues plus 1.5 games is 112. So that would be the same thing as taking the over 5.5.
Yeah, and I just saw that the my local -295 Bruins for the series.
Oh, I'm sorry, that would be guaranteeing game 7. I'm sorry, my apologies.
Yeah.
My bad. I did the math wrong there. +2 for the Blues. -131. So that's a better way to do that. It wouldn't guarantee you a win on game 6, but if it goes to game 7, guarantees you a win. So that would be the way you can also do it if you want to do that. Apologies for the bad math there. That was terrible.
So next week at this time, we have a game Saturday, Monday, which would be the game 4.
That's
and
game
then
4.
It would be, what, Wednesday night again?
I think so.
So we could be...
Game 5.
We could have a series next week.
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight's game is going to be very important, Joe. And obviously, you guys probably won't hear this in time. I think tonight, the third period is going to be the period that goes over. I like the under. I like the under 5.5 or even 5, I think, probably pushes the total. I got it earlier at, I think I got 5 at like +120. It's at +105 now, yet the under 5.5 continues to get juice, which should scare me a little bit, which is probably why I'm going to stay off the under. But the over 1.5 third period to me right now feels money because it feels like one of these teams is going to have to play desperate hockey. You know, this feels like it's going to be a close 1-1, 1-2 type game, and you're going to have to get a couple goals there.
I thought St. Louis got embarrassed in game 1.
They did. They did.
Like that Krug stuff.
They were outplayed.
Helmet off.
Here's the thing. The Krug hit, I think, is going to add more motivation to their side. I think they're going to be pissed off.
Let's see, because it was a game changer for the Bruins. So let's see.
Yeah, I think the Bruins had already kind of taken over the game, don't you think?
Yeah, I just think that... When you think back at it, you'll point to that one helping the Bruins. But what happens tonight? I think embarrassing a veteran team and like they need to win. They need to win.
I agree. I would be on the Blues if I was going to take a side. I'm not obviously going to do that. But do you have anything?
No. I want to take the Bruins. I'm still looking at it. I got some time here. Maybe
you got about 20 minutes, Joe.
Yeah, maybe I'll make it in a. Well, you know, they got those damn long intros now. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
Games don't start until they tell you 8:10, but it's like, geez, when is the game starting? And I'll just give you a local line right now. It's getting juiced up in Boston big time. Bruins -165. So $5 less than what it was in game 1.
Yep.
And the total. 5.5, the under's at 160. Yeah, we'll take a little over there. A little action on the over. You said over third period.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's the hockey talk. We'll have more next week. But we have the NBA Finals. We're going to break that down coming up next right here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz, getting into the NBA. We're in the finals, and I got no buzz, like, on the show. Forget about the whole finals. Like, the Bruins and, you know, game two, yeah. Like, we should be fired up. We got action.
So, the thing about the Bruins for me is just, like, game one was such a dominant blow. I really need to see what happens today. But I think once this series goes 1-1 or 2-0, Joe, I think you'll start hearing some more buzz. The Stanley Cup had damn good ratings, like very good ratings. So let's not go too crazy yet.
So the NBA, I'm actually excited for the matchup. I think the Warriors win, okay? And I'll give you the series prices off the bat. Warriors minus 300. I got the Raptors 240. That's out of local sports book.
Yeah, 250 on five dimes. Almost no difference.
So
10 points.
You know, to me, would I put 300? No, I wouldn't do that.
It's too juiced right now.
So I got it at like 165 at one point. I think it was at 145 at one point.
We got it a bunch. I got plus money at 125 after Durant went out.
That's right.
I have minus 140, minus 128. I have it at a bunch of different parlays. I have the Warriors to beat the Raptors at minus 110. I have it like seven different ways plus a whole bunch of parlays.
Yeah, I have the Raptors 100 to win 950. And right now that 100 is only $230. So I could do it again, but I won't. Because I think Golden State wins. But here is the funny thing there, Dan. Do you know who has home court advantage in this series?
Toronto.
Do you know what the line is for game one?
Toronto is a one-point favorite right now. Minus 117 on the money line. And Golden State is getting all of the bet and all of the money.
213.5 is the total for game one.
We don't know who the refs are yet.
We don't. But just blind eye, tell me I'm crazy. Golden State. If I can get Golden State plus a point without Kevin Durant, I will do it.
You are the square of all squares, and I'm riding with you.
All right. I mean,
listen, let's break down this series a little bit. Do you feel what do you think that Golden State has done to Lillard and Harden that they have been so successful? Because to me, Kawhi is going to be the key to the series for Toronto. To me, Golden State has trapped Harden and Lillard and made them, I mean, really, Harden was successful. He was. He overcame the trap a lot, but Lillard was a shell of himself. Now, if you tell me that Portland is worse than Toronto, I would agree. But they're not that much worse. I would argue Portland might be better offensively and worse defensively. Now, Portland does lack the big man size that Toronto has, and that will be an issue for Golden State for sure. But, man, Toronto struggled when Kawhi could not get going. To me, Joe, this is going to be a trap Kawhi series and force Toronto to hit shots. I don't think they're going to be able to do it.
Give me Klay versus Kawhi all day.
So, Klay Thompson is one of the most underrated defensive players in the league, in my opinion. Not to mention, Andre Iguodala has had the most success out of any NBA player in the past 3 years playing versus Kawhi Leonard. Points per game, field goal percentage, whatever you want to go down the list. Andre Iguodala has been the most effective player. Now, Kawhi's going to get his, but if they limit him, it's going to be tough. I'll tell you this, Joe. There is not a single scenario in my mind, and I played through this a lot. I thought about this a lot. I've dug into the statistics a lot. I cannot virtually see a way that Toronto wins this series. Can't do it. I cannot. I thought, you know,
Could the size have any impact?
The size will have impact, but still, we saw it last series, right? They still can throw McKinney and Bell and who was the other guy?
Looney,
thank you. Looney and Bogut.
Bell's been impressive.
And Cousins might come back too. The big bodies are not great players, but they're useful.
Tell me about Draymond Green in the series. I thought he was the MVP of the last series.
To me, he is going to be very hard for them to defend.
There we go.
he's going to be very hard for them to defend. Because what they did with Giannis was they stacked the line and they made that line that made it so that when Giannis got through, you know, whatever, you could kick out. Draymond, first off, you can't do the line versus Draymond, okay? Because you don't have the personnel to do it. Because if you do, then you're taking away from Steph and Clay. And if you do, you're letting Steph and Clay shoot open threes. The Raptors let the Bucks shoot, I think it was like some sort of record for the most amount of open threes in a series, and the Bucks could not knock them down.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, if Toronto lets Golden State shoot open threes, they're going to get swept.
Listen, the Cleveland Cavaliers did it how many times? Like, they could be the number one seed and they'd be bounced. I don't doubt you on that one.
I'm having a hard time envisioning a place where Toronto wins a multitude of games here. I don't see it. I think they're a very good team. I rode them. I thought they were the best team in the East by far. But I just think that Golden State, even without Durant, is just so much better than them. So much better. I don't see it. I don't know how you're going to stop Draymond. You're going to have to put Siakam and Gasol and everything.
Yeah.
You're going to have to out-rebound Golden State heavily every game if you want to win. Like, that would be their key to winning is, you know, out-rebound them, knock down shots, be efficient, limit your fouls.
In Toronto, is there any home court at all for Toronto?
I mean, it's a 6-point swing. The projected line for games 3 and 4 right now is 5.5 and 6.5.
There you go.
So, I mean.
If it was like.
Well, Golden State open is a 1-point fave.
Yep, and then it moves.
So, I mean, you're looking at Vegas considers it probably, you know, a 4.5-point swing. I don't see it.
I'm curious who's the bench for Toronto. Like, you know, who's going to. Is it Van Vliet?
Van Vliet to me feels like he's going to get shut down.
Yep.
Because this is not Eric Bledsoe and, you know, George Hill. This is now Steph Curry, and if Curry faces Van Vliet, it's going to be horrible for him. And if you don't, you're going to put Livingston on him, who's a better defensive option than what they had. And I know that Bledsoe made the first team all defense. Bledsoe sucked in that series. Let's call it out. Bledsoe was probably the worst offensive player and one of the worst defensive players in the box.
Like,
he sucked.
Saquon Cook, you know, if there's any foul trouble or anything, I mean, stuff, like these guys can come in. Bell, like Bell's a baller. He's stupid, but he's a ball.
I like Bell, and you named him, and I already forgot his name.
McKinney Looney.
I like Looney. I like Looney.
Looney is always just a big stiff.
He's a banger. Yeah. He's a banger. He will get in there, and they need some of that. And honestly, you know, Bogut will probably end up being a guy that they use as well. You know, they'll probably use a lot of because Toronto just has big bodies. Man, it's hard for me to see Golden State losing. So, obviously, I mean, do you have a serious play? Do you have anything, Joe? Because I'm going to give out some big plays here.
I mean, I don't want to bet Golden State -300, but I would do it. I already have Golden State to win the series. So, for me, that first game in particular, I'm going to bet Golden State. It probably is a square play, but, you know, hey, if the other thing you can do is hold off. See if Toronto can take game one, and then that Golden State line will probably go down a little bit, right?
So it's true. If you want to gamble that way, that's true. I'll tell you this, and we can wait for the refs if you want. I like Golden State tomorrow night. So Golden State, if the wrangle is not – here's the thing. Any Tony Brothers game, Joe, is going to be hard for me to want to bet the Warriors in. It's just hard. Davis and Brothers – always have the Raptors win. It's almost always that the Raptors win when Davis and Brothers are in there. So either of those guys can be hard for me to bet the Warriors. Outside of that, I'll probably be on the Warriors every single game. I don't see it. I don't see a way for Toronto to win the series. So tomorrow, excluding Brothers and Mark Davis, if either of those guys ref, I'll be off that. But tomorrow, excluding Brothers and Mark Davis, Golden State PP money line. +1, whatever you want. I'll take the money line at -103. I don't mind paying 3 cents of juice and get rid of the point for 7 cents. Fine with me. Probably not the great buy. The value is actually +1. You get a point for 7 cents. So technically that'd be the better, but -103 doesn't matter to me. I'll take either one as a PP, assuming that no Brothers and no Davis And I mean, I'll give out, I'm going to give you some plays here, Joe, because I think that this is, to me, this is the biggest lock I've had in some time. And when I say lock, obviously, you know what I mean. I don't actually think anything's a lock, but this is going to be my biggest play I've given out on a podcast, Joe. Warriors minus two games plus 120. To me, I have it probably. I have
4-2.
So they need to win by three games.
Ooh.
Minus two, and if they win by two, it's a push.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. So you're talking about the series going 6 MX. You're getting a push there. So I've taken it a ton. This is the biggest PP I've ever given out, Joe. The other PP I feel really good about giving out, and if you want to pay the juice, Warriors minus 1.5, minus 150. So if you want to do half on the plus two or half on the minus two, half on the minus 1.5, I guarantee you're going to win some money there. Guarantee it. I can guarantee it that you are going to win some money there. That is my honest opinion. You will win money,
Dan, I like
on
it.
That.
I like it.
That is.
Do we already lock it up?
So, yep, that is my largest PP I've ever given out on this
PP?
Podcast. Large
okay,
PP.
I got to tell you this just as a listener. Do it. This is $1,200. $1,200, Dan? I wins you $1,000.
No, plus 120.
So $1,000 gets you $1,200.
Correct.
$1,000 gets you $1,200.
Yep.
$1,000.
Yep.
So, and here's the deal. If they win the series 4-2, you don't lose anything.
It's a push. Which is
I would take that bet all day.
And if you want to come back and lay a little bit of juice, Joe, minus 150, minus 1.5, bang. I guarantee you this is not going more than 7 or going more than 6. Warriors will finish it in 6. They're not going to lose that game in Golden State. They're not going to lose game 6. Minus 1.5 is absolutely free money. I think minus 2 games is still free money. I also tell you, Joe, I took, and I'll give you some props I also took, Golden State to win series 4-0 plus 625. Now down to 525. Golden State to win series 4-1 plus 415. Now down to 400. I like those two. I think you should take those two. And, I wouldn't definitely not play them as big. But in my opinion, I would play, and again, you're not going to make any money if you do this. 4-0, 4-1, 4-2, you'll make probably like $3, $4 if you play all those and they win 4-2. But if you really want the way I would do it, 4-0 sweep plus 600 or plus 525, whatever you got, 4-1 plus 415, and then play the minus 150 if you want to hedge that out. Or you can, I'm playing it every single way. To me, this series is not going 6 or not going anything above 6. So I am willing to lay my balls in the line, and I'm willing to lay a shitload of money, my largest PP I've ever given on this podcast, Warriors minus 2. I got the juice early. I got it at minus 140 or minus 135 on BetOnline, minus 140 on 5 Dimes. I got minus 1.5 games up to minus 150, minus 160 on BetOnline, okay? Sweep and 4-1, you should be playing as well. Smaller, much smaller. If you normally bet $100, maybe bet like $50 each. I'm telling you, this is money. This is free money. I'm telling you right now, the Warriors will win the series in 6 or less.
I think I'm going to tell you, just in case people don't know what a tail means. Dan's going to bet it, and I'm going to ride it. Tailing his pick.
He's gonna bet it himself.
That's what we want you to do. We want you to listen to the show. And then when we give you a pick, you ride it, you tail it, or you fade it, or you follow it,
yep.
Right?
If you think I'm wrong, go ahead. Toronto.
He can't be insulted. He's taking his bet.
I will not be insulted. I promise you I will not be.
Well, no, you can't be, though. Here's the bet. Either Follow it or fade it. Agreed,
but people are scared. Oh, he'll get upset. I won't care. Go ahead. If you want to lose your money on Toronto, be my guest. I'm telling you right now, they're the Golden State Warriors, and they're going to get probably 80% of the bet like they did. You know, Joe, I looked back last year on the series versus Cleveland. Do you know what the bet percentages in terms of tickets on the Warriors were?
What's that?
Games 1, 2, 3, 4. 78, 72, 88, 89. And they won all four games. I don't know if they covered all four, but I don't really care. 1 point spread, take the money line or the plus one. And then when it comes to games 3 and 4, you can either open parlay them, you can take the spread. I don't know. We'll see what the refs are. You know, if the game is the game 5, whatever. To me, Golden State is winning 4-0, 4-1. At very worst, they're winning 4-2.
I'll take a push at 4-2.
Me too.
I'm in. All right. Me largest too. PP ever. I like it.
Yep. And I'm telling you right now, largest PP ever. Warriors minus 2. Come back with Warriors minus 1.5. Lay the juice. It's free money. I'm telling you right now. I've been right on every single free money bet I've given on this podcast. I told you a couple rounds ago, Toronto would beat Philly. I told you the Warriors would beat Houston. I told you the Warriors would win the West. I told you Toronto would beat the Bucks. I'm telling you right now, the Warriors will beat the Raptors in 6 games or less. I have been right about all these free money bets, Joe. Every single one, I've given out the Warriors to win the title a long time ago. I am as confident now, if not more confident now than I've ever been, the Warriors will win in 6 games or less. Lock it up.
Lock it up. I can't believe I said it, but I'm in. I'm in on this bet.
Yep.
I like it. So, and I also have Toronto. Just in case it doesn't work out, I have Toronto at plus +950. I'll lose $100. So here's the deal. If I win that bet, the Toronto bet loses, I still win $1,100.
Agreed.
Boom!
Agreed. And I'm to me, 4-2. I mean, or minus 2. To me, it's free money. I have it so many different
what,
ways.
What do we got for an MVP? Right, so let's not even look at the odds. Steph Curry.
I know what the odds are, so it's over.
Okay, Steph Curry. Yep. Is he the favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
He was -125.
Okay. What is Klay Thompson? Because the Kawhi Klay thing is going to come into effect. I don't know the value. I don't even know the line, Dan. But just analytically, and I want to give our guy Tony Maz, during the baseball season, he did a bet for Steve Pierce to be World Series MVP. And I'm like, all right, man. But think about how many lefties the Dodgers were throwing. And boom, what'd he do? He ripped it up. That was a great bet. It really was a great bet based off the matchups. So if you look at this one here, the Kawhi Klay, that's where it's at here. The only other thing is maybe Draymond Green is unguardable.
So to me, Draymond is the extreme value. Okay. To me, Draymond is the extreme value. And I'm actually going to try and find Klay's odds. So I'll tell you this right now. Steph Curry is -125. He is the big public one, Joe, right now. Okay. Kawhi Leonard is like +265, at least he was last week. He's where a lot of the sharp money's gone. He actually opened at 285. He's now down to 265, okay? Klay Thompson is at plus, and I believe it's +550. I'll double check right now. But he's at +550. Draymond was at 10-1. I grabbed him at 10-1. I believe it's now down to 7-1. Okay, let's see here. We got the odds here. Steph Curry -140. Kawhi Leonard +250. Kevin Durant +1200. Draymond Green +600, which is farther down. Kyle Lowry +2,500. Pascal Siakam +2200. Klay Thompson +900. And Andre Iguodala +4000. Those are your main guys who could win the MVP. I don't think anyone else. I mean, you know, you think Ibaka or Gasol or Cousins going to win the MVP? I don't. So, I mean, you're not going to bother. But, yeah, Klay Thompson +900. To me, I mean, Draymond Green +1,000 was absolute value. Now, at +600, +700, that's probably his correct range. I'd still maybe think about taking a little bit of money on Draymond. But I think that Steph is probably going to be the MVP. Why, you think you like Klay at +900?
Yeah, I mean, the value, yeah. I just think that if Kawhi is going to be shut down, it's going to be by Klay, you know. And let's say he...
See, I think it's going to be Iguodala. I think Iguodala is going to
mark it. He's done it before, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the thing you mentioned with Steph, though, I think Lowry sucks. Not as an offensive player, okay? I shouldn't say that. He's an offensive guy. But, like, he's fat, he's slow. And I just think
he's definitely taking a couple steps back defensively from
Curry.
I just
think Curry will dribble around him and shoot around him all day long.
But
he's
gonna,
not a threat.
But are they going to put Kawhi on Curry?
Why?
I mean, that's...
It just... No. No.
See, no. I think they're going to.
Kawhi Draymond would be interesting. But who's going to cover the other... You know what I mean?
Like, that's the problem is, like, this is exactly...
Like, I think Draymond could physically... Like, could do something to Kawhi... But, like, I'd be interested in that matchup. It's really not a real matchup.
I don't think you need to do that. I think you put Iguodala on him if you're the Warriors. And, you know, you could ride Iguodala, circle with Thompson, and you probably rotate in Draymond with some bigger lineups. The problem is, what do you do if you're Toronto? Because you have all these big guys, and you have guards who really, for the most part, really can't guard. Lowry is not remotely the defensive player he was a couple years ago. What do you do? You got to put Kawhi on either Clay or Curry. You have to. You just have to. Because if you don't, you know, you're going to get killed somewhere else. Now, Iguodala is going to feast on his matchup probably, but you'd rather have Iguodala feasting than Curry or Thompson. That's the way I would look at it. Nonetheless, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters, Joe. I think that if one of those guys is not guarded, one of those guys is open, it's going to be tough. And whoever covers Draymond is going to have to be willing to go outside. Draymond's going to be a shooter. He's going to be standing outside. He's going to be shooting a lot more of the series than he used to. I think he's going to be all over the court. They're going to have to use him everywhere. So it's going to be interesting for me. Do you have anything else, Joe?
That's all I have at the moment. I think we'll have more plays because they're going to drag this thing out. But to me, it's Golden State, and your PP is where it's at, I think. And maybe just dabbling on some of those MVP odds, and I think Golden State's the right side.
Yeah, I mean, to me, again, there's nothing else to say. It's Golden State or nothing. Golden State or nothing. They're going to win. They're going to win the series. It just depends on if they win it in four, five, or six. That's it. That's it for me. So the other thing that you can do, Joe, if you want to do this, just take the Golden State money line. Take the Golden State money line, game one and game two. You'll probably at least split them, if not go 2-0. And then, you know, games three and four, you're not going to take the money line. It's probably going to be minus 200, 250, whatever. But, I mean, you can start looking at first half. There's going to be other ways to play the series. We'll talk about them. But, yeah. Also, please to God, do not tell anyone the play from the podcast. You got to have them listen. That's the whole point of having the podcast. Yes. So if I keep seeing guys give out plays, you know, on Twitter, say, "Oh, this was a PP." You know, we're not going to give out plays. You know, so if you guys want to keep doing it, just make sure you don't give out the play to anyone. Just have them listen. I know they don't want to. It's not that tough. Just have them listen. I know it takes time to listen to the podcast, but that's what we ask you guys to support us. Anyways.
All right, well, that's our basketball segment over under 985. I'm doing a podcast shortly.
At 8:30.
Hate me.
I am. Are you gonna do that right now?
I'm waiting for them to call me.
And tell them 8:30.
I hope so.
Tell them 8:30.
All right, this is over under 985. We'll have more coming up in just a little bit.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with over under 985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over under 985. Dan's got some crazy bet lined up. Champions League?
Yeah, I want to talk about Champions League.
Yo, well, let's hear it because I know lots of people who are going to listen to this.
All right, so this is Champions League final. The Europa League final was today. Arsenal-Chelsea. Chelsea ruined Arsenal as most expected. I mean, I think the public pick was Arsenal. Not sure really why. Arsenal just doesn't perform in big games anymore. So, yeah, Chelsea demolished them. I believe it was 4-1 final. Saturday, Liverpool-Tottenham is the Champions League final. Two English teams. Two high-scoring English teams, too.
Leaning a little over there, Dan.
Well, it's interesting. The over opened at the sharp sites. For Penny, over 2.5 opened at minus 122, down to minus 111. Bet 365, not exactly a sharp book, but still takes a lot of public action. Over opened at minus 152, down to minus 111. So we are definitely seeing a trend where there is a lot of money coming in on the under, which makes sense. Usually it's, usually the public's on the over, the sharps are everyone else on the under. Usually how it goes in soccer. So, listen, Saturday, I still do plenty of soccer myself. Here's the thing. Neutral site, these teams are going to be going at it. Man, I don't love a play on the actual line, Joe. So I'm probably not going to play an over-under. I'll tell you this, though. I like Liverpool to win the Champions League. The problem is that it's 205, and in regulation, it's minus 106. I'm going to play the draw. I think this is going to go in extra time.
I like it.
I think it's going to be a draw. I think I'm going to play the plus 253. Small play.
Do you favor a side at all?
Yes, Liverpool.
Okay.
Liverpool is the fifth. Yeah, minus 106 is the regulation. So, and the draw is 253. If you want to do that, that's fine. Go ahead. I don't really like the total on either side, but I just kind of wanted to give that out. All right, Joe. Anything else? You want to go to the window?
As far as rolling the dice, man, it's been I've been just
there's not a lot of stories.
Basketball, football's coming. By the way, I didn't see the odds, but who do you want for Hard Knocks?
Oakland, 100%.
I tried to find the odds. I can't get them.
There's no odds yet. I did see. This is interesting, actually. I did see odds for the 2022 NFL draft. You know who the favorite is?
Well, I saw Boston, but are they the favorite?
The Boston's the favorite.
Where would it be?
Bet online. You can bet on
where would the event be?
Probably in Boston.
Not Foxborough?
No, probably in Boston. Why would you do it in Foxborough? You could probably do it downtown Boston. You could probably do it in downtown Boston. You could probably do it anywhere in the Seaport.
Half shelf?
Yeah, exactly. There's a million places to do it down there. You could do it. So I think it'll probably be in Boston. The 2022 draft favored to be in Boston. That'd be a fun experience for us, I think. 95 would probably love that. We'd probably get a lot of the draft prospects. Would be a lot of fun. So
that'd be great.
Yeah,
have them come to the casino.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. And by then, sports gambling will probably be legal. So maybe get a little inside information. I don't know. It'll be fun.
I like it, Ben.
That'll be fun.
All right, we got questions. So let's take it to the window.
To the window. All right, first question is from our buddy B-Robs, not B-Rob, B-Robs.
Okay, right.
Hey, guys, love the podcast. I can't wait for football season. Listen to the podcast a lot, but looking for a guy who does baseball picks to follow. I'm awful at baseball, so I mostly just fade or follow guys.
So, some troll told me to ask Dan about his baseball picks this week. How'd they do?
They're pretty good. I think I can pull up the record right now.
Troll told me to ask you.
Troll?
Some troll.
Okay.
You know, a guy who has like no nothing.
And was that today? Was that today?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, my season record that I've actually given out is 12-10, and we're plus, 12-9, because you gave out the Red Sox, and we're plus like 3 units. I don't know. I mean, baseball is not my biggest sport, and I'm still hitting like 57% of the plays I give out. I don't really give out that many baseball plays because right now I'm trying to focus on other things. The minute that, baseball and basketball and hockey are over, I'll start doing baseball more. But right now there's no reason to do baseball, Joe. There's just no reason. So I guess the troll, there was a guy who got angry at me today because I wouldn't promote him. Why the hell would I promote you? You have like 10 followers and you suck, so I'm not going to promote you. So, I mean, that happens. So whatever. I don't really have anyone specifically who I'd fall for baseball, unfortunately. I don't, I'm very, very careful about the guys I recommend. The guy I give out for basketball also does baseball. He would probably be the only guy I recommend. His picks are paid, though. If you have questions, you can DM me about that. But he's the only guy I would recommend.
Okay.
I know our buddy Chad does baseball. He seems to be doing well.
Yeah. There's I always go to the forums. I like the covers forums. There's a Reddit one now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll get into it.
I do my own baseball, so I don't really follow anyone else's baseball, so it's kind of hard for me to do that. All right, from our buddy Heel Parm, who's a buddy of mine, just constructive criticism, of course, but nobody listens to podcasts at night. It's an early morning thing. Have them ready in the early AM would be clutch. It would increase the number of listeners. So we're doing the podcast tonight. I have tons of people who listen on the drive home at night.
I listen on my way home.
So, yeah. Sorry, y'all. I disagree. I have plenty of guys who listen at night.
Well, traffic does suck in the morning, though.
I mean, it's definitely great for the morning, but people also listen the ride home, you know, whatever. Sometimes you can't bang the whole thing out. So, all right. Question from our buddy Beef. Hey, guys, I always go to Twin River to place my bets. The online stuff just wasn't for me, I guess. That being said, do you guys have any info or any other local casinos that will offer sports betting? Foxwoods, Encore, etc. None of those casinos offer sports betting right now. Massachusetts might, hopefully by the start of football season 2019, but that's kind of where we're at right now. Nothing else, really. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, that's the only casino right now.
That's it.
All right, a question from Ed Connolly. How much do you consider RLM, a.k.a. reverse line movement? Do you live and die by it, or are you really not consider it? I literally don't give a shit about it.
I don't care about it, but sometimes I waver.
I do pay attention to it, but I don't give a shit about it.
I like late line movement, you know?
Sometimes late line movement's okay. But here's the problem. Like, if you bet baseball just based upon reverse line movement, you're going to lose your ass because there's so many reverse line moves that happen. And by the way, reverse line moves aren't real. It's just sharp money coming in that they haven't reflected yet. Sharps don't always win. And if you live and die by what you think sharps are doing, you're going to lose because sharps spread their picks out by multiple picks. So they probably have four or five picks a day or two or three picks a day. You can't always tell what they're on by line movement. So unfortunately, that's kind of why you can't live and die by that. All right. Question from Andrew. Where's the value in betting the NBA Finals series prices, exact outcome, Warriors minus games? We talked about that. You should have that now. Any lean on the Champions League final? We also did that as well. Oh. All right. Question from Tom Finn. What did the F5 in front of the Orioles bet mean? That meant the first five. So you can bet baseball full game, first five, and final four. So you can bet it three different ways. You bet the full game. First five is just the first five innings, really to avoid bullpens. And the second half, technically, is what they call for the final four innings, or final four or more, technically, if there's extra innings, is pretty much just betting on bullpens and stuff. So that's the way you can do it. All right. From Riley, this is our last question, Joe.
All right.
Kawhi player prop, over under 9.5 threes in the series. What do you think?
I'm gonna go under.
There's not really a lot of value there. I wouldn't play it either way. You're begging for five or six games at least if you want that over. To me, just seems dangerous. Wouldn't touch it. You can probably find better props than that, honestly. There's that definitely some better stuff on Bet Online that I was looking at today. So, all right. Hope that I think that's it, Joe. We got nothing else. You got anything else for us?
That is it. Dan's PP. I'm gonna just let you go back and listen to it in case you forward it all the way to the end. How's that sound?
Perfect.
All right, Dan. We got next week's Stanley Cup Finals.
Bruins.
NBA Finals.
Bruins just scored. Charlie Coyle.
Woo! Who got a chubby for Charlie?
Charlie Coyle, 1-0.
All right. Well, that is it for today. That's it for this week. So follow us on Twitter at OverUnder985, at Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This has been OverUnder985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.